welcome to my Beginning Tlingit Student Podcast. Throughout my episodes, I will talk about Tlingit history in Southeast Alaska. I will cover Tlingit language, stories, and appreciation. And as I go on with my podcast, I will conduct interviews and speak about the subjects that interest me in my high school Tlingit class. I will be working closely with my Tlingit teacher, Virginia Oliver. Now my class and I will go over our Tlingit introductions.
Yech dlak yu chet du saku. Dlet ka chena mia yu chet du saku.
Gunat chish yech dlak. Chate ya chuan tlein yu chet du saku. Tlingit chenach. Dlet ka chenach Virginia Oliver yu chet du saku. Chak na chet siti. Wadzenedi a yu chet. Ka nanya a yi tsu. Ach kuik sa yi kit chasegu shawat. Gunat chish.
Wasa I duasak.
Kanat a yuhat duasak. Dlait ka henach dela yuhat duasak.
Wasa I duasak.
Tlingit henach, wushtin yuhat duasak. Dlait ka henach, Ryan yuhat duasak. Nyeth nach hatsati. Was a nady yadi ayachat. Shtikin kwan ayachat.
Wasa I duasak.
Kayeh yuhat duasak. Dlet ka
chena
noa
yu hat duasak.
Wasa I duasak. An chai yu hat duasak. Dlet ka chenech trevin yu hat duasak.
Wasa I duasak.
Sak yu hat duasak. Dlet ka hina kien yu hat duasak.
Wasa I duasak.
Du shagun yu chet duasak, dlit ka chenach kayan yu chet duasak.
Wasa I duasak.
Yis ka.
Dlit ka chena.
Zik.
See you later.
Ziagin sa.
Tlingit chenach wushtin yu chet duasak. Dleka Chenach, Ryan Rooney, Yuchet Duasak. Yech na Chatziti, Wadzenedi Yadi Ayachet. Shtikin Kwan Ayachet.
Today we're going to talk about the Wrangell Institute. By the 1930s, Alaska had a history of church and government-sponsored native boarding schools and orphanage at Sitka, Seward, Holy Cross, Unalaska, and Bristol Bay. The Territorial Commissioner of Education had announced the intention to build an industrial school in Southeast Alaska as early as 1924. In October of 1932, the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs began classes at the new Wrangell Institute, a large complex overlooking Shoemaker Bay, several miles south of Wrangell. The school was described as one of the pet projects of the Roosevelt administration. An appropriation of $171,000 was made to clear the land and erect the first five buildings.
In October of 1932, BIA began classes in the new Wrangell Institute. 71 high school students from Southeast Alaska were enrolled. A large school building in the center was connected by an enclosed hallway with boys' dorm on the left and the girls' dorm on the right. The students and staff built a boathouse by the water for building boats. Per Richard Stokes, Tlingit elder, the students built the Institute 1 and Institute 2 for transporting students to Wrangell and to Sitka and Petersburg. In July of 1942, World War II evacuation of villages Unalaska, Nikolsky, Makushin, Akutan, and Kashiga were flown to Wrangell Institute. A tent city was set up for the Aleut people before being transported to Burnett Inlet and Ward Cove. By September 1942, Wrangell Institute began its regular school year. In 1947 was the last year for graduating high school students at the Wrangell Institute. The Navy no longer needed a base in Sitka, and Manishkin became the new BIA high school. In 1947, Wrangell Institute became an elementary and junior high school. In 1960, 260 students were enrolled. In 1975, 90 students were enrolled. Then the Wrangell Institute shut down. The Wrangell Institute was demolished in 2008.
Otter tales, stories of the land otter man, and other spirit stories based on the folklore of the Tlingit of southeastern Alaska is an excerpt from the book In Search of the Kushtika by Dennis Waller. The purpose of this book is to serve as an introduction to the myths and legends of the Tlingit people. Tlingit Myths of the Land Otter. Kushtika, or Kushtika, is a Tlingit word meaning land otter man. The Kushtika is on one hand the nemesis of the Tlingit people, yet necessary for their shaman who play a critical role in survival of the Tlingits. The Tlingit people are as mysterious in their beliefs as the Kushtika, making for strange bedfellows. Chapter 4, The Woman Who Married a Land Otter. A man at Sitka had three little children who were crying with hunger because he had nothing to give them. His sister had been captured by the land otters after nearly been drowned. Then he said to the little ones, "You poor children, I wish your aunt were living here." Sometime afterward, that same evening, he heard a load set down outside. In going out to look, he saw a very large basket filled with all kinds of dried meat, fish, and oil. The sister he had been wishing for had brought it. Then this woman herself came in and said, "I have brought that for the little ones. I will be right back again. I live only a short distance from here. We have a village there named the Transparent Village. You must come and stay with us." The man said that he was making a canoe and had to finish it, but she replied, "Your nephews are coming over. They will finish your canoe for you." After the food that his sister brought him had given out, she came again and said, "I have come for you now. Bring your little ones and come along. I see that you are having a hard time with them." So her brother prepared to go. Before he started, he got blue hellebore, which he soaked in water to make strong and bitter, and finally his sister's boys came, fine-looking young men who were particular only in having very long braids of hair hanging down their backs. In reality, these were tails. He showed them where his canoe was so that they could go to work on it, and after they had completed it thoroughly, they pulled it down for him. Then the man started off with his family, and sure enough, when he rounded the point, what appeared to him like a fine village lay there. The people came to meet them, but the sister said, "Don't stay right in the village. Stay here, a little distance away." The people of that place were very good to him and gave him all the halibut he wanted, but he had the blue hellebore by him to keep him from being injuriously affected. They were also in the habit of singing this cradle song for his youngest child, which went this way, "The tail is growing, the tail is growing." Then he examined the child, and in fact a tail was really growing upon it, so he chopped it off. Finally, the man's sister told him that he was staying there a little too long. He started back towards his village. As he went, he looked back, and there was nothing to be seen there but land otter holes. Before, they had appeared like painted houses. Then he returned to his own place with all kinds of food given to him by the land otters. Thank you so much for listening. See you later. Oh.